This gospel text today, Jesus walking on the water, Peter asking Jesus to call him to step out on the water and come to him. So a lot of beautiful little things in here. Jesus, when he hears the cries of his apostles, their disheartenment or their being terrified because they're seeing him and not knowing who he is, he's crying out to them, "Don't be afraid, it's me. It is I." And there is that play on words. Is Jesus simply saying, "Hey, it's me, don't worry about it"? Or is he saying, "Take courage, I am who am. Do not be afraid." It's another way we can hear what Jesus is saying. Peter is able to walk on the water. He is able to leave that which he clung to for safety against the turmoil of the storm and actually step into the storm because Jesus called him. Peter is revealing to us a little bit about what it means to be a believer. We are not to cling to the things of this world for security and safety. Not as believers. They are useful. They are good. But we do not cling to them. If we cling to them, the church loses its ability to be miraculous. If we simply cling to the things of this world, the church loses her ability to be miraculous. And so in the call, Peter responds. He steps out on the water and begins to walk towards Jesus. It is only when he takes his eyes off of Jesus, when he starts to look at the storm and the waves and the wind, when he turns his attention to the obstacles, to the difficulty, he begins to sink. My brothers and sisters, what does that tell us? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You're not sitting there with your eyes on Jesus and pretending that these other things don't exist. It is not a naiveness that we are invited to. Put blinders on. And you know, like when someone's saying something you don't want to hear and the people stick their fingers in the air and be like, "No, I can't hear you, I can't hear." This is not what Jesus is inviting Peter to do. Peter is still in the midst of the storm, but his eyes are fixed upon Jesus. And in being fixed upon Jesus, he does the miraculous. He accomplishes it. He does it. He walks on the water. Only when he takes his eyes off does he begin to sink. And in sinking, another beautiful insight into the heart of our Savior Jesus, "Lord, save me." And Matthew takes the time to write the word, "Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him." When we step out in courage and in faith and leave behind the safety of the things of this world, our Lord sees it, he knows it, and he's always been close to us, but even more so when we are walking on water. Even more so when we are stepping out in grace, He is there. Jesus' rebuke of Peter is not shame or condemnation. Oh, you of little faith, you are doing it. Why did you begin to doubt? Did you see? When you took your focus off me and began to look at the storm, you began to doubt. What the heck am I doing? He was immediately there. Such is our Lord. Sometimes people, it's almost comical. I understand it because they critique everything in this way. You know, they talk about the Gospels and the writings of the early church being a product of the patriarchal influence of Peter and the apostles and all of this stuff. You know what? If that was the case, do you think they would have left this story in the scripture? Peter fails in some way in this story. He's not seen in perfect light. Peter walks across the water and walks to the shore with Jesus. If it was the church's job to scrub out all of the reality of the apostles in order to make ourselves a perfect church, they would have done something with this passage. How beautifully human. How beautifully Peter. So for us, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the difficulty, what do you have your eyes focused upon? If your eyes are upon Jesus, you are okay. I do not say that if you have your eyes focused on Jesus, the storm is not there. It won't exist. It won't come. No, that's not what I'm saying. But to have your eyes focused upon Jesus in the midst of the storm, this is the key. Storms will come. Your house will be shaken. But do not be afraid. Keep your eyes fixed upon Jesus. Amen.